USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the $1,400 coronavirus relief checks are non-negotiable because he made a promise on the campaign trail. But he told CBS News in an interview to air on Sunday, there's still a question on who will receive them.
I'm prepared to negotiate that, but here's the deal. Middle-class folks need help, but you don't need to get any help to someone making $300,000 or $250,000. So it's somewhere between an individual making up to $75,000 and phasing out and a couple making up to $150,000 and phasing out.
Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package is moving forward in Congress. A federal judge has ruled that Jenny Kudd could take a four-day business trip to Mexico. She was charged in last month's insurrection at the Capitol. Prosecutors didn't oppose the request. The judge said she had no criminal history. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The final race in the House has been decided. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
After a three-month legal battle, New York Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte ruled Friday that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse she is declaring victory.
The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. We're very excited, and the privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The ruling comes as another win for Republicans, whittling down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212 seats. Representative Tenney is to be declared the winner by 109 votes over Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated her in the 2018 midterms. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final race in the House has been decided. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
After a three-month legal battle, New York Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte ruled Friday that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse she is declaring victory.
The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. We're very excited, and the privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The ruling comes as another win for Republicans, whittling down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212 seats. Representative Tenney is to be declared the winner by 109 votes over Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated her in the 2018 midterms. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Fox has announced it canceled its highly rated show hosted by Lou Dobbs one day after he was named in a $2.7 billion defamation suit filed by voting technology company Smartmatic. The media company didn't disclose why Lou Dobbs Tonight was benched from the Fox Business lineup. Dobbs, 75, began hosting the program in 2011 after rising to fame on CNN. In response to the news of his departure, former President Trump issued a statement to the New York Times calling the host great. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.